Now, the question came up, especially as I was planning this vigil, why are we doing this at night? I know it's kind of been traditional to do this a little closer to, say, 7 o'clock instead of at 9 o'clock. Why are we doing it when it's dark? We started at night because the darkness of death gives way to the light of Christ. So much of what we do in liturgy is symbol, has deeper meaning than just the surface layer of what we're doing. There's so much symbolism. This giving away by the darkness of death with the light of Christ is symbolized by the darkened church being illuminated by our candles as we come in. I always love that at the Easter Vigil, when you come into the darkened church with the Easter candle, and slowly it gets brighter and brighter and brighter as more and more candles come in. And each of these little candles, which don't put out a lot of light on their own, suddenly by the time we're done and everybody's here, the church is brightly lit with all these little candles. We gather at night because our Lord rose during the night, very early Sunday morning. And his resurrection wasn't even noticed until the next morning, which we see in the gospel where they came and the angel was there having rolled back the stone. But no one knew until the next morning. We gather at night because we enjoin the apostles and our Lord's disciples who waited throughout the Sabbath and throughout the night, not sure what was going on, waiting in vigil. We join them anticipating the day when we will pass through the veil of death and when we too will be raised from the dead as our Lord did. Now tonight during this vigil, we did all the 7 readings. 8 when you count the epistle from St. Paul. We did this because all these readings recall major events in the history of salvation, the history of our Lord preparing the world through his chosen people, the Israelites, preparing the world for the coming of our Savior. And we started out literally from the beginning, from the very first words of the scriptures, in the beginning. We see creation coming into being, God speaking, and the world was created. There's a special emphasis in this reading on God created man in his image. In the image he created him, male and female he created them. On the special role that humanity plays in all creation. We move from creation to the establishment of the covenant with Abraham, the establishment of the covenant which led to the Israelite people being the chosen people of God. And then we see the fulfillment of that covenant with the exodus of the Israelite people through the waters of the Red Sea, running away, leaving the slavery of Egypt to enter into the freedom of the promised land. And then we have the 4 readings from the 4 prophets who show that God continues to remember his covenant with the Israelite people, even though they have left him, they have turned their backs on him, and have entered once again into slavery. Despite their unfaithfulness, he promises them a new covenant, not only to fulfill the covenant he has with them now, but it also a covenant that includes all the peoples and nations. And once everything has been set in place, once God's plan has come to fulfillment, we sing that wonderful song, "Glory to God in the highest." Our Savior has come after everything has been prepared. As St. Paul tells us, we were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, we too might live in newness of life. Our Savior has come, and he died for us, and he rose again, which is why we gather this night to celebrate that he has risen again. Through our baptisms, we have entered into that new covenant which God promised through the prophets, which was established through the shedding of our Lord's blood, which we recalled on Good Friday. We continue to participate in that covenant by receiving our Lord in the Eucharist. course, the establishment of the Eucharist we recall on Holy Thursday. Tonight, the Easter Vigil, we recall the completion of that covenant. Now, Easter Sunday is often thought of as the high point of the year, and that's true. It's partially true anyways. Easter Sunday is the high point. But the Easter Vigil, where we are now and what we're doing now, is the summit of the year. It's the highest point of our church's year. Everything leads to now. The Easter Sunday is second only to the Easter Vigil. So tonight we have gathered to celebrate our Lord's resurrection from the dead, which brings salvation to us all. May we leave this night singing and praising our Lord. Our Lord has risen. Alleluia.